Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, August 27th goes to Leola Brown, the sister of Bobby Brown. I don't know what's going on in the world anymore. Like, we really live in a society where people don't care about the truth and the lies more entertaining. Not to mention, nobody even seeks the truth anymore. They don't care. They just want to be entertained. Now, when certain stories pop up in the news about certain celebrities, I can usually, if I care enough to, I can usually see what's fake and what's not. All right, I don't care who the source is. I can tell by the way it's written whether it's BS or not. For example, remember when TMZ said last week that Jay-Z was going to be an owner of an NFL team?
Yes.
I could tell that story wasn't legit because the only sources it cited was people connected to Jay with direct knowledge. What does that even mean? Okay, let me tell you something. When your source is someone connected to someone with direct knowledge, that means it was a phone call. All right, and that phone call could be from anyone. And being that a lie ain't nothing to tell, especially on the internet, people run with it. And you can't even be mad at a lot of these outlets because it's just the nature of the beast, all right? But Jesus, if it's not exhausting, all right? The latest exhausting story to come out happened yesterday when Bobby Brown's sister got on where? Where else? Social media, all right? And claimed that Bobby Brown had been hospitalized after being hit by a speeding car. Now, let me read this for y'all, okay? Leola posted, yes, Bobby Brown got hit by a speeding car while walking. And no, he was not in a car accident. This car came straight for him and tried to damn near kill him. Broke his bones. Both his legs are messed up. And whoever's saying he was inside of a car is a damn liar. My brother was walking down the street and a car came straight for him and hit him to kill him. They report every damn thing else he's ever done in his damn life. So why did not anyone, including his so-called wife, go to the press with that one? Why did you not want that to leak out? Yeah, I know why. Oh yeah, the hell I do. Let me skip ahead because I'm not repeating all these lies. She closes her rant by saying, you all are not going to kill my whole family and keep thinking you can get away with it, end quote. First of all, I hate the fact that as soon as I read Bobby Brown got hit by a speeding car while walking and his bones were broken and legs messed up, I hate myself for immediately thinking, well, how the hell is he ever going to properly perform every little step if his legs are messed up, all right? Luckily for us, celebrators of the king that is Bobby Brown, that whole rant that his sister posted on social media, which she now deleted, is a devil damn lie. All of it. All right, Bobby Brown's attorney, Christopher Brown, released a statement saying there are reports circulating that Bobby Brown was hit by a car over the weekend and injured both his legs. The reports are false. And Bobby Brown was in L.A. enjoying time with his family this weekend. Mr. Brown was not struck by a vehicle over the weekend, and statements from Leola Brown to the contrary are fake news. Bobby Brown even left a comment on Instagram and said, all lies, I am doing just fine. Leola is a liar. And it's a lot of that going around lately. People say anything at any given time. I don't know if it's for clicks. I don't know if it's for views. I don't know if it's for retweets. I just don't understand how you wake up on a random Sunday and say, hey, I got a lie to tell. And what's crazy is even after Bobby Brown and his lawyer confirmed the story isn't true, you see people on social media telling them they lying. And they are just trying to keep it on the hush. I am terrified of this society that we live in. I am terrified of people like this, people who just make up stuff. This has to be a form of schizophrenia, okay? Social media schizophrenia, the delusions, the hallucinations, these type of people aren't normal, and they are walking amongst us, plotting lies and fake storylines, the attempt to ruin all of our lives. Okay, it used to be a time when the most dangerous lies you could tell were the lies you tell yourself. But now that people have social media, those lies they tell themselves, they can tell the world. And that, my friends, is a danger to us all. Please give Leola Brown the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
So is Bobby Brown okay?
Shut up, Angel.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.